Well, from the world of tea, we take a sharp left turn and end up in the world of cancer research. And research that's literally just published about 5 minutes ago. So this is real hot stuff here on The Naked Scientists. Scientists at the Institute of Cancer Research and the University of Cambridge, funded by Cancer Research UK, have made another important addition to our knowledge about the genes involved in prostate cancer. Now, they've discovered 9 new gene variations that can increase the risk of the disease by about threefold. And they've published their work in 2 papers in the journal Nature Genetics today, right now. And this is as exciting as it gets, I tell you. And some of these new genes could actually be potential targets for future cancer drugs, which is really important.
That's really exciting. But what did they do in this research? How did they go about looking at these particular genes?
Well, this is another example of genome-wide association studies. We've seen quite a lot of these coming out lately for things like cancer, heart disease, these kind of illnesses. And they're very, very big studies. You need to have an international team of scientists and lots of expensive kit to do this. But what they do is scan through the DNA of thousands of people using the latest genetic technology. And what they're doing is searching for tiny differences in the DNA sequence between people with cancer and people without the disease. So eventually they narrow down their search to just a few small regions, and they can pinpoint the genetic variations that might increase the risk of the disease. Now, in the first study, the researchers looked at DNA from almost 38,000 men. We're talking big numbers here. And they trawled through over 43,000 SNPs. These are single nucleotide polymorphisms, and they're tiny little variations in our DNA. And they discovered 7 regions of DNA that are linked to prostate cancer risk, and 2 of them are in genes that could actually be promising targets for future treatments.
So that's really great. And you said there was another study as well this week in Nature Genetics?
Yes. So in the second study, the scientists homed in on a region on human chromosome 8, and that's previously been linked to prostate cancer risk. It's a real hot spot in the genome for these genes. And they did some really detailed investigation, and they found again 2 new variations involved in prostate cancer. And now it brings to a total of more than 20 regions of the genome that are linked to prostate cancer risk.
So these are genes for cancer, and if a man inherits a particular variation, then is he definitely going to get prostate cancer?
Well, that's not the case. We're talking about really subtle variations in our DNA, the kind of variations that make us unique. You know, you have curly hair, I have wavy hair, and there are variations in our genes that subtly affect our risk of cancer. So you can think of genes really like a hand of cards. Some people get really great cards, means they're very unlikely to get cancer. Some people have really terrible cards, and it means they have a very high risk of cancer. But most of us have, you know, a spread of something, some good cards, some bad cards, somewhere in the middle. And then it depends how, through our lifestyle, how we play our genetic cards. So we need to do more research into these new variations, but certainly it could tell us about maybe who needs more screening or surveillance for prostate cancer, or, and this is a really key problem in prostate cancer, who's most likely to have an aggressive cancer or one that's just slow growing and needs monitoring. And again, it could point to pave the way for new treatments in the future.
Well, let's hope so. That's great news indeed.